We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Rob Brown Show's back on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. Want to play you a little clip from the Rich Eisen podcast. Rich Eisen's podcast. Rich, of course, is an NFL insider. And from what I know about Rich Eisen, I've been a Rich Eisen fan for many years. I love Rich Eisen. Rich Eisen is, though, I think, what this show would be if we were on a national level. Rich just has a good time, right? Just has fun. I love Rich Eisen.
Yeah, he is. He's the reason why I watch the NFL Network's coverage instead of the ESPN's. And even though he is... a Michigan fan, but you know,
well, nobody's perfect.
I can get back. No, I love him. He's great.
I love Rich. Anyway, on his show, he talked about some inside information that is making its way around NFL circles right now regarding the Deshaun Watson case. Here's what Rich Eisen said on his podcast, where he said it is possible that a settlement may be coming sooner rather than later.
We are still not fully aware what was going on before we learned Deshaun Watson needs 40 masseuses, allegedly. Okay? We have no idea what was going on between quarterback and that franchise and the reason why he had already told them he's never coming back. And then what's happened since then. But all signs indicate, we will see, that a settlement might be approaching. Why would I say that? I hear a lot at the draft. When I go, I mean, I miss going to the draft. The chatter you hear, oh my gosh.
I'm so jealous.
The talk
for
you
that.
Hear from people. The chatter, chitter, chatter you hear. It's insane. I mean, I hear a lot just sitting from this chair, but it's deafening when you go to a major event like that. And all you hear, again, I don't know if it's going to happen. It may never happen. A settlement is potentially nigh between Deshaun Watson and whomever. And then we'll see. That could be placed in the hands of the commissioner. We'll see what happens if Deshaun gets suspended for whatever his behavior has been found to be. Now, obviously, if it's criminal, that's a whole different ball of wax. But if we're talking civil and what have you, you heard Daniel Jeremiah last hour. The Eagles have three first-round picks next year. Their own, the one they got from Miami to trade down from 6 to 12, and they still moved up from 12 to 6, from 12 to 10, and that's where they got Devontae Smith, who they couldn't get at 6. And here's again, Philadelphia fans, you were like, what the hell, you're moving out of 6, we can't get Chase or Pitts. You wouldn't have gotten either one of them. You'd have been sitting there at 6, like the Dolphins. Do you want to get a protector for your new guy, for your Alabama quarterback, or do you want to go get Jalen Waddle for your Alabama quarterback? Instead, they moved down. They got a first rounder for next year. They wound up moving up, and they got the kid that they could have gotten at 6, but they got a first rounder in their back pocket.
Yeah, great move.
Right.
Great move.
Exactly. That was all born out of them sitting their Alabama quarterback.
All right, well, I don't need to break down. Point is, from Rich Eisen, that the Eagles – working with three first-round picks are being considered a potential destination for Deshaun Watson. As much as they might like Jalen Hurts, they may love Jalen Hurts as their starter. Nobody there's probably – if Deshaun Watson is in the clear right now, right, if he doesn't have all this stuff going on off the field, there are, what, Zoe, probably 28, 29 quarterbacks in the league that – your team takes Deshaun Watson to replace? I mean, if it's not If it's not that, heck, even Brady, man. I mean, Brady at 41. I if I'm Tampa Bay, I still might. I mean, you can't. He just won you a Super Bowl, but Deshaun Watson would be one of the top one or two quarterbacks in the league as far as replacing whoever you have as a starter. And the Eagles, with three first round picks plus a core of wide receivers, could be on the move to make. But at the beginning of that discussion, you heard Rich Eisen say that the thought right now is that a settlement is coming, which is why it would make sense. Now, there is the potential for Deshaun to make just one big settlement payment to every one of these women. So he would just go and give Harden a check for $20 million for Rusty Harden to split up amongst all of the women in question here. And that makes sense. That tracks. That makes sense with the fact that we haven't heard anything from either one of these attorneys. Rusty Harden isn't out in the news defending Deshaun. Tony Busby isn't out attacking him. It would track that a settlement is coming because of all of this, with these attorneys being quiet and now multiple NFL insiders saying that that is the suspicion around the league. Again, I don't know what, if any, teams would be willing right this second to take a flyer on Deshaun Watson, to take that risk on Deshaun Watson. But, Zoe, I'm getting the suspicion that's what's coming next for the former Clemson Tiger.
Yeah, and the fact that he talked about, you know, being at the draft and hearing what people are saying, that's inside knowledge. So you are right in your suspicion that that's the reason why we haven't heard anything. So the question is, how soon will this happen?
Yeah, how soon does it happen? And again, the thing that you have to be concerned about if you are Deshaun is still, if this happens, yeah, if a settlement is reached, you still have to ask the question, what NFL team takes the flyer and signs the guy? Again, the inside chatter right now is that Deshaun faces a 4 to 8 week suspension from the commissioner's office for behavior unbecoming of an NFL player. So you're talking about a 4 to 8 week suspension. That's if he doesn't go on the exempt list, the commissioner's exempt list, and basically just get sat down for the whole season. Remember, Roethlisberger was on that, was in that same situation. Ben Roethlisberger caught a, I think he caught a six-game suspension, if I recall correctly, Zoe. I don't know if you remember off the top of your head. I want to say he caught a six-game suspension for one woman, for one accusation. Well, it was more than one, but it was only like two or three, and a couple of them came out after the first one. Deshaun's got 22 lawsuits, not accusations, lawsuits against him. 22 lawsuits against him. I wouldn't be shocked if the commissioner's office handed down a full season-long suspension. So even if a settlement does come in the next couple of days, Lonzo, even if a settlement does come, you're still looking at a guy who may have to sit out for a season, even if this is all done and he does settle. And if he's got to sit out for a year, he's not going anywhere yet. There might be a team that's crazy enough to take Deshaun knowing he's got to sit for a full season. But I doubt it. I doubt it. You got the legacy of Deshaun hanging over his head, which is not a great one right now. You got the legacy of Deshaun hanging over his head and the fact that he may have to be out for an entire season. Now, you're not going to see a lot of people lining up to try to get Deshaun Watson underneath their helmet. I'm not trying to be a soothsayer and predict the future here, Lonzo, but the future is not bright for Deshaun Watson as of this moment in history.
So do you believe that he'll play another down in the NFL?
I do. Because if he settles, right? If he settles, the one thing that a team cannot say is that he's a convicted felon. Now, if it goes, and even if it goes to a civil court, he still wouldn't be a convicted felon. But if he goes to a civil court and he loses in a civil court, if somebody is able to prove beyond a benefit of the doubt, that Deshaun did the things he's accused of, then that label of sex offender is slapped on his chest forever. And you have to acknowledge as a football team that you have hired a sex offender as your starting quarterback, right? But if he settles, that label doesn't get stuck on, or at least not officially, right? Yes, he settled, but he could just come out and make the argument that, yeah, I didn't do it. There's plenty of evidence I didn't do it. It was just I didn't want to get dragged into a years-long legal process and lose years of my career while I was fighting out of courtroom. If you are the GM of the Eagles, a team with three first-round draft picks, which I'd be more than happy to send three first-round draft picks to Houston for Deshaun Watson if his name was clean, right? You might look at that and go, all right, fellas, three first-round draft picks to get Deshaun, knowing that the ire of many an NFL fan is going to be thrown against us. Not that it matters. The money would still be coming in. But we would become one of the most hated teams in the league. Or we use those three first-round picks from next year to build up a better offense around Jalen Hurts, a guy who is younger than Deshaun, who has a skill set similar to Deshaun, if not as talented yet, and we see what we can do. If that label gets applied to him, though, in a court, even if it's civil where it's not a criminal complaint, if he loses and some woman is able to prove in a civil court that he did what she's accusing him of, I think the future is very dark for Deshaun Watson at that point, which is why that settlement, as much as it flies in the face of Deshaun a few weeks ago saying, I'm going to fight this tooth and nail to clear my name, if he turns around and settles, which is the opposite of that, he still doesn't have that label applied to him, and teams might be a little bit more willing to pick him up.
You know what I'm curious about? Is he still getting massages?
I don't know. He's had to have stopped, right?
You would think, but there's no guarantee, is there?
Not only at what I have to think he has, and I'm sorry to say this because I don't love, but I also understand. So if Deshaun Watson ever spends another minute alone with a woman who's not his wife or his girlfriend, I'd be shocked by that. Right? I mean, if you're Deshaun at this point, I'm living alone in my own home. No woman's ever coming onto my property. Any massage that I get will be booked and supervised by whatever team I'm on through their masseuse, through their rehab clinic, done by a male masseuse. Like, I don't know. But as Rich pointed out there, the biggest smoke from this fire is the fact that Deshaun Watson went through, what was it, some 40-odd masseuses in a year and a half? And over half of them have brought lawsuits against him. That's why there are so many questions about Deshaun. That's why nobody is lining up to offer picks to the Texans for Deshaun. And that's why Deshaun's going to end up on the commissioner's exempt list and probably serve at least half a season, if not a full season-long suspension after this.
How would you like to be that young kid who's drafted to Houston? I mean, what a mess that is.
I mean, I wouldn't want to be drafted through Houston even if all this wasn't going on. It's an inept organization, right? Jack Easterby might be more appropriate. Jack Easterby's bad at his job. Nick Caserio is bad at his job. The McNair family clearly cares about bringing in money but not being a successful football franchise. Houston and Jacksonville are the two teams that I don't care the scenario. I have no interest in being there. I don't know that a third round pick has the leverage to say, nope, I don't want to play there, trade me. But even if Deshaun wasn't going through all this, Houston's just a bad place to play. And now it's a bad place to play, and you got this hanging over that program. No, I'm all right. I'm good. All right, 844-477-3776, 844-GSP-ESPN is the number. Text 71307. To, the Ingles Market text line, text with ESPN. Texter says, if I were to sign Watson, he would first have to pass a private polygraph exam. So here's where I turn into the, well, actually nerd. Polygraph exams, you know they are not admissible in court. Did you know that? Because they're unreliable. Polygraph exams are beatable. They're very beatable with just a basic working knowledge of how to get your body rhythm, blood pressure, breathing rate under control. I can tell you right now, Lonzo, if I was the GM of the team, I'm not touching Deshaun Watson with a 30-foot pole. I don't want him anywhere around my program, despite the fact that he might be the most naturally talented quarterback under the age of 30 in the National Football League right now. I'm not putting that label on my team.
Yeah,
not a chance.
Yeah, me either. But you know what? Somebody will.
Somebody will. Exactly right. But they're going to let this whole thing get done first. Which is why I suspect that Deshaun Watson will end up settling before anything else. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Rob Brown, Lonzo, you, the Rob Brown Show's on your radio. It's ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate. Rob, Lonzo, and you. We'll get away from the Deshaun Watson story for a few minutes. If you want to text us or call us about it, you are obviously welcome to. The Ingles Market text line is open at 71307. Start your text with ESPN. We can read them on the air or call in at 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-ESPN. 3776 if you want to be a part of the program. Mentioned this earlier in the show. Just do a quick little segment, little short segment here. But we might have ourselves a boxing match that's actually worth watching, as the biggest matches in the last year have been geriatric old guys going after each other in the ring, YouTube stars fighting retired NBA point guards, etc. But the Unified World Heavyweight Champion is on the brink of announcing an undisputed fight coming up. Anthony Joshua and your guy, though, Tyson Fury, who holds the only other world title in the division, it looks like they are on the brink of signing a contract to get that fight underway. And I have been looking forward to this one. For a minute, I've been looking forward to this fight. Anthony Joshua was on Troy Deeney's podcast. Troy Deeney is a soccer player over in Europe who has a very, very popular podcast that he hosts. He had Anthony Joshua on it two days ago. He had Anthony Joshua on his podcast, and he asked him about his upcoming fight with Tyson Fury. Here's what Anthony Joshua had to say about that fight.
How excited are you for that fight, or the potential of that fight, should I say?
It's such an interesting question, Craig. You've got one end of it, yeah? It's a bad mind. Like, am I excited? I ain't excited. it is what it is. I'm going to smoke. I ain't excited for nothing, bro. Like, I don't care about nothing. I'm ready to just walk through a brick wall. Like, nothing's getting in my way. There's that mindset that I have. And it's that's why I said there's the guy next door, and this is the guy kicking off your front door. Are you excited to do a lick? Are you excited to make, bro, this is what I do. But then there's a guy next door that, mate, as happy as the fans are, is what an honour it is for me. What honour it is for the whole world to be in a position where I can fight for the undisputed heavyweight championship of the world. History, great legacy, and a fight I know I can win. Listen, it's not going to be easy, but it's a fight where I know I can win. I'm ready to go through whatever pain, torture, adversity I have to go through in order to win. And that's why I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm so blessed and happy. And also, I know how much I'll be able to give back once this is all done. So once the fight's done and once the fight's announced, how much we'll be able to give back to people as well. So it's a real good opportunity for me.
Yeah, finally, sorry.
So that's Anthony Joshua, who is the current Unified World Heavyweight Champion as he gets set to take on Tyson Fury, who holds the only other world title in the division. He said, I'm getting ready to walk through a brick wall and nothing is getting in my way. I'm ready to go through whatever pain, torture, adversity I have to go through in order to win. And that's why I'm really looking forward to it. So I know, and this has always surprised me about you, to tell you the truth. Man, I know you love a flashy fighter. I know you love a trash talker, an entertainer. But Anthony Joshua, man, I love this cat. And I'll post the link to that interview for you boxing fans who want to listen to it. Anthony Joshua is a dude that is committed to being a good guy. That guy gives millions back every year. Most, I don't know that for a fact, but a chunk of every purse that he wins in these fights, he gives to charity. He runs multiple charitable organizations in the UK to help out the less privileged. The dude's a good dude. And here's the thing, though. He says all the things. Hey, man, I'm ready to walk through a brick wall. I know it's going to hurt. It's going to be torture. I've got to bring my best, etc. He's not flashy. He doesn't talk smack. He just goes out there and he wins. I had to tell you, Lonzo, Anthony Joshua v. Tyson Fury, that's the fight that boxing has been waiting for. I hope that they can promote it the way that that fight deserves to be promoted. That fight deserves infinitely more promotion and praise than Floyd Mayweather, Jake Paul, or Logan Paul, or whatever idiot he's fighting. Man, I hope boxing takes his advantage. If boxing doesn't take advantage of this heavyweight fight, Lonzo, then even I will have to get to the point where I have to agree that boxing is just done.
All right, so you started to say something about that's surprising about me, but you never finished that point.
Yeah, it's the fighters that you like, McGregor, Fury,
okay,
et cetera.
I thought that was a point you were making. All right, so here's the reason why I like those fighters, because you got to remember that I'm older, and when I grew up, the guy who got my attention, that got so many people's attentions, was Muhammad Ali. So every fighter to me, as far as personality side, as far as character side, I mean, as far as larger than life, I'm comparing to Muhammad Ali. I am looking for that next guy. So when it comes to the fight game, and it comes to boxing, and it comes to UFC, for the most part, those guys stand out to me. And I don't know why, but I think a lot of it has to do with childhood. A lot of it has to do with maybe for a kid growing up, seeing someone like that, it's almost akin to seeing a superhero, because of how brash and how out front they were and all that kind of stuff. And I like Tyson Fury. And yeah, his story is not that great, but what he's overcome is pretty cool. And the fact that he was able to rise out of the gutter that he put himself into and make it back to the top. And the fact that he appeared in a wrestling ring also, knocks him up a couple notches with me. And I like that. But that's what boxing needs. I mean, UFC, to a degree, there are some fighters that aren't flashy like that, like Stephen Thompson, who I really like. But the ones that everyone talks about are the ones who are on promos or all over the place because they're brash, they're outlandish, they're loud, that type of thing. And maybe trying not to get too philosophical, but maybe that's what I've always wanted to be and never will be. And so I appreciate it in someone else.
Yeah. I like the dude that wants to just go out there and win a fight. Just go win a fight, right?
But I appreciate those guys too. I absolutely do. But as far as boxing, Tyson Fury is one of the only guys that I can name.
That is what I'm saying. So here is a fight where Tyson Fury is going to be up against a guy who compares to him. This is probably the fight that Tyson Fury is most matched by the guy across from him that he has had in a very long time. Anthony Joshua is a guy with punch force that goes off the charts, man. The dude can slug. He throws cinder blocks at you. But he's quick. He's quick. He's got the style. He's got the... It's not a flashy style of boxing for Anthony Joshua, but it's very consistent. It's very old school. It's very measured. It's very tactical. I love the dude. And again, this is the best heavyweight fight that boxing has had in a while, man. And certainly in recent memory, maybe in the last couple of decades, this has got the best chance to be a great fight that we've seen in a very long time. And if boxing does not take advantage of this with these two guys on the card talking the way they're talking, look, and I'll say this, for Anthony Joshua, who is sitting there talking about how this fight is going to be torture and this fight is going to be pain and this fight is going to be adversity and all that, and he's absolutely right. It is going to be. Tyson Fury, on the other hand, though, and he's lying, but Tyson Fury is telling people that he's not training all that much. He's drinking, 2-3 pints a day. He's not taking it all that seriously because he knows he's the better fighter and yada, yada, yada. Which is interesting because if you've seen any promo photos of Tyson Fury lately, the dude's in the best shape of his life, man. He's cut weight. He's chiseled right now. He looks better than he has looked in a very long time. He is very clearly taking this fight seriously, even if he's saying he's not. And that's what I'm saying. This fight, if this contract gets signed, which I can't imagine that it won't, this fight has the potential to be boxing's biggest match in very recent, extended recent memory. And if they don't take advantage of that, if they don't do everything in their power to promote this fight the way that this fight deserves to be promoted, I might as well just stop talking about boxing because it's never going to go to the next level.
Oh, it's going to happen. These are the quiet rumblings and the beginnings of something it's been rumored to be happening for a while now. This thing's going to happen, and it's going to get all the hype it deserves because boxing needs it to.
844-477-3776, 844-GSP. ESPN, text us at 71307 on the Ingles Market text line, 71307. Let's take a break. We'll come back here in just a minute from right now. Plenty more to chat about, including why draft rankings aren't really all that much to pay attention to in the grand scheme of things. Zion Williamson, the Pelicans fall last night to the Warriors, but I've got a clip from an interview Zion did. I don't know how you dislike this guy. We'll talk about that. I got to stop talking smack about one particular NBA player, LeBron James, in some deep water. I'll tell you about that. And at 2:15, Abe Gordon from 92.9 The Fan in Atlanta joins us. I told y'all. Y'all asked for a Falcons insider. I got one. All that coming up on the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate. The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It's ESPN Upstate. Rob, Lonzo, you. Be a part of the show. 844-GSP-ESPN. 844-477-3776. Text us at 71307. 71307 is the number to be a part of the program. About a week ago, and I meant to play this audio late last week, and it just got lost because we had so much going on going into the draft. But Zion Williamson was on the James Corden show a couple of days ago, and talking a little bit about his childhood and a little bit about his relationship with his mom and all that, and it was spectacular. And then James Corden asked him about his new shoes, the new Zions that just came out, which are sick, by the way. And he told this quick little story that I want to play for you. One of the there are two specialty shoes that came out. One of them is multicolored. The sole and the outside of the shoe, it almost kind of looks to some degree like scribbles. And he told the story, the reason why it looks that way. And then the other shoe is this kind of interesting rose and gold pattern. He told the story about how he decided to go with those looks for those two shoes. And I just thought they're great stories. It's hard. It's hard not to be a fan of this kid. And you guys know that I love the human aspect when we can humanize athletes and kind of put them into the same light of just normal folks, especially when they're as young as and have such a good head on their shoulders, the way that Zion Williamson appears to. Here's that appearance on the James Corden show.
Let's talk about your signature sneaker, which is out, the Jordan Zion 1. It's available in four different colorways. We've got one here. This one I love. This is called the Noah, after your little brother. Talk to me about how this design, I love the sole, how this design came together.
The design came together because when I left college, I was looking for a shoe company to sign with, and I visited the Nike Jordan campus, and they gave my little brother a low-top Jordan 1. It was all white, and they said, here, Noah, create your own shoe, and they gave him a bunch of crayons. I know it's five, so like I don't know what they thought they were going to get out of him right then and there. All he did was, like, with every color, just drew some scribbles on it. And a couple months later, they came and showed me a shoe with a bunch of colorful scribbles on it. And I said, oh, that's dope.
I mean, how excited is Noah to have a sneaker named after him? I mean, does he play ball? Is he good? He must be over the moon. I bet he can't believe it.
You know, I think any seven-year-old would be super hyped about it, but Noah's mind, he's like, it's supposed to happen. I'm supposed to have my own shoe.
Oh, I love that. This other shoe, this I think is my favorite of the four colorways. This is a tribute to your mom. What's the story behind this? I absolutely love these.
The story behind that one is, you know, from the picture you showed me when I was in middle school, me and those group of guys, we were really close. We always talked about what we wanted to do when we got older. And, you know, I always said I wanted to go to the NBA and play basketball. And they supported me, and my mom was there, toughest coach I ever had. But the environment that was around us was, if I'm being honest, it was a tough environment to try to make it out of. So that's why the pink at the bottom of the shoe, it represents the lotus flower, you know, just growing and, you know, blossoming.
I love that. Be honest, Zion, right? You very kindly sent these to me in my size, right? Now, I know you probably didn't FedEx them yourself, but in my mind, you did, okay? Be honest, can I wear these?
Yes, you can wear them. I think you look good in them.
Honestly?
Honestly.
Okay, that's it. I'm wearing them tomorrow. All right. Now, obviously, these are...
So that's, anyway, that's Zion on James Corden's show. So we've talked about this guy a number of times, and I know I kind of keep coming back to it and keep coming back to why I like this dude. But how can you not, man? I mean, he designs a shoe to represent him and his mom's struggle to get into the next level, get out of where they were, lets his little brother design a shoe and then signs off on it to make it his own so that his little brother can have his own shoe. You know, Keegan just said in the Facebook chat, he's so well-spoken and respectful. I think he's truly going to be the face of the NBA over the next few years. I got to tell you, man, this area ought to be damn proud, not just because the kid is a star, not just because the kid's a dominant NBA player, but he's just a good dude, man.
Yeah, more and more. I've talked about who my next NBA guy was going to be, and he might be getting there a lot quicker. Everything that we hear from him, and every time you play something from him, he sounds so cool, so grounded, and in a jaded world, you're afraid at some point that's going to be gone, and hopefully it won't be. Hopefully he'll stay this way his entire career and his entire life.
Yeah, I mean, again, look, the kid's 20 years old. There's still the possibility, fingers crossed it doesn't happen, but there's still the possibility that that NBA influence might get to him. He may get a little big in the britches, but he's shown, as somebody who follows his career very closely since he plays for my favorite NBA team, he's shown zero signs of that so far. I mean, he has shown zero signs of that so far. 844 GSP ESPN. Speaking of a guy that I've been a fan of, LeBron, in a little hot water because one of his teammates accidentally threw him under the bus this week. We're going to talk about that coming up next on the Rob Brown Show. Rob Alonso, you. This is ESPN Upstate. All right, the Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate, Rob and Lonzo and you. Interesting story that has developed around the Los Angeles Lakers as they fight to make their way into the playoffs. They have been missing Anthony Davis, who has recently made his return. LeBron should be back by this weekend. Anyway, Dennis Schroeder plays for the Lakers, and he did an interview with a news station out of Germany. And in that interview, he said that, quote, nearly the whole team is vaccinated. Only LeBron and I are not, I think, end quote. And then went on to say, quote, I can't go into quarantine again. If that happens now, I'll miss a whole round in the playoffs. I can't live with that. End quote. That is kind of interesting for a couple of reasons. The first is basketball-wise, right? The first is basketball-wise. The Lakers are not going to be a one seed coming into this thing like a lot of people thought at the beginning of the season. That they would. The Lakers, as of right now, out in the West, find themselves as a 5 seed. They are working their way down at 37-28. They've dropped a couple this week. They're only a half game up on the Mavericks for the 6 seed. They're only a game up on the Trailblazers for the 17. If the Lakers, with just a few games remaining in the regular season, if the Lakers were to drop two and get passed up, they could very well end up in the play-in tournament. The Lakers have 7 regular season games remaining. They've got one on Thursday against the Clippers, a losable game. Another one against the Trailblazers on Friday. That could be a half game that turns into a full game there that could put them in the 7th seed. They've got the Suns, a playoff team. Then the Knicks, who are playing some of the best basketball the Knicks have played in years. Then they've got the Rockets, should be a win, a game against the Pacers, and they wrap up against the Pelicans. And who knows if the Pelicans might be playing for their very playoff lives. I mean, they'd have to have the ball break their way in a couple of places, but the Lakers could be playing the Pelicans, who are playing for their very playoff lives at that point as well. So, anyway, Zoe, I got to tell you, if the Lakers end up in a spot where they're in the play-in tournament, and even if they don't, even if they go straight into the first round after the play-in tournament, if the Lakers go into that last seed, could you imagine what the response would be if LeBron James had to miss one or maybe two NBA series because being around the rest of the playoffs teams, he caught the coronavirus because he didn't get vaccinated. It is, as I have maintained, LeBron's decision on whether or not he decides to get vaccinated. Same with Dennis Schroeder. It is those guys' decision as to whether or not they get vaccinated. But it is also their decision if they elect to live with the consequences of not getting vaccinated, which would include should they contract coronavirus or, because protocols are still in place, end up in close contact, registered contact, with somebody who does have it, they would be forced to miss multiple playoff games. You know, for Zoe, for a guy in LeBron who has talked about how forward-thinking he likes to try to be to the point it's gotten him in trouble in the past few weeks, could you imagine the response from Laker Nation if LeBron refused to get vaccinated, was the last guy to get vaccinated on the Lakers, and ended up having to miss multiple playoff series because of it?
They need to be more concerned about his ankle and it being healthy and Anthony Davis staying healthy, because if both of those guys limping into the playoffs, they're in trouble anyway.
I don't disagree with that. I think that they probably were trying to be careful with those injuries. I think that, listen, LeBron, the rumor is LeBron probably could have gone this week. He may very well be pushed into the game on Thursday or Friday. AD probably could have come back a week before he did, but they wanted to make sure they're good for the playoffs. But now it might cost them. They may be in the play-in tournament as they try to defend their title. 844-477-3776. Text us on the Ingles Market text line at 71307. Quick break. We're back after this on the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.